From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama says it appears an affiliate of al-Qaeda was behind the attempt to bomb an American plane on Christmas Day. In his weekly address, the president says the Nigerian suspect had traveled to Yemen, where al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula trained him, gave him explosives, and directed him to attack the Detroit-bound plane.
This is not the first time this group has targeted us. In recent years, they've bombed Yemeni government facilities and Western hotels, restaurants, and embassies, including our embassy in 2008, killing one American. So as president, I've made it a priority to strengthen our partnership with the Yemeni government, training and equipping their security forces, sharing intelligence, and working with them to strike al-Qaeda terrorists.
The president said there have been results, that training camps have been eliminated and plots disrupted. He said those behind last week's attack will be held to account. No one has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a volleyball game in northwestern Pakistan yesterday. At least 88 people were killed. The BBC's Ali Makbul reports from Islamabad.
It's in daylight that the true horror of the attack's been revealed. Body parts are still being recovered across the sports ground. Emergency workers still searching through the rubble of the many surrounding buildings destroyed. Eyewitnesses talk of there having been many children and elderly people attending the match when the suicide car bomber drove close to them and blew up. The government here says the hitting of such a soft target shows the militants are getting desperate. But after more than 600 people have been killed in militant attacks in just 3 months, Pakistanis are left wondering where the next bombing will be.
The BBC's Ali Makbul. Officials in Denmark say a man with an axe broke into the home of a Danish cartoonist last night. Kurt Vestergaard's drawing of the Prophet Muhammad with a bomb-shaped turban had enraged Muslims. He and his 5-year-old granddaughter hid in a special safe room in the house. The police arrived and shot the suspect in the knee and a hand while subduing him. He's been identified as a Somali man. Iran has issued an ultimatum to the West. It says it will enrich uranium to a higher level on its own if it does not reach a deal with the West on fuel supply by the end of the month. Dale Gavlak reports.
Foreign Minister Menashir Mitaki told state TV that the West must decide whether to sell Tehran the fuel it needs for its nuclear reactor or swap it for Iran's enriched uranium. He said the international community had 1 month left to accept Iran's offer, or it would enrich uranium to a higher level needed for the fuel. He added that Iran would produce 20% enriched fuel by its own experts. Iran dismissed a year-end deadline set by the Obama administration and the West for Tehran to accept a UN-drafted deal to swap enriched uranium for nuclear fuel. The plan would have reduced Iran's capabilities to make nuclear weapons. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
This is NPR News from Washington. Thousands of villagers in the Philippines are being allowed to return home now that it appears a volcano is settling down. Scientists have lowered the alert level for the Mayon volcano from 4 to level 3, saying it's now less likely there will be an eruption. Mayon is the most active of 22 volcanoes in the Philippines. Officials say it's being closely monitored, and scientists will raise the alert again if there's a resurgence of activity. Federal officials say fewer miners in the U.S. were killed while working in 2009. Fred Kite from member station WOUB in Athens, Ohio, has the story.
The number of miners killed on the job fell for a second straight year to 34. That's the fewest since officials began keeping records nearly a century ago. The previous low was 52 in 2008. U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration documents show 18 of the deaths occurred in coal mines. 16 were in gold, copper, and other types of mines. Most involved above-ground truck accidents. Others resulted from rock falls and being struck by machinery. Obama administration mine safety czar Joe Maine says the numbers are encouraging, but he also says he won't be satisfied until no miners are killed on the job. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.
In college football, Ohio State beat Oregon 26-17 in the Rose Bowl yesterday. Quarterback Terrell Pryor passed for a career-high 266 yards and 2 touchdowns. In New Orleans last night, Florida overwhelmed Cincinnati at the Sugar Bowl, the final score 51-24. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.